Matt Moers, Chris Pappas backed anti-police policy too extreme for New Hampshire Democrats. By Sean Moran on August 3, 2020. Matt Moers, a former Donald Trump State Department staffer, chastised Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, on Monday after Pappas voted to remove police officers' legal immunity, which Senators Maggie Hassan, DNH, and Jean Shaheen, DNH, thought was too radical. Moers, a conservative seeking to oust Pappas in New Hampshire's 1st congressional district, released a statement after Pappas voted in favor of the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act in June. The legislation, which passed through the House, would eliminate law enforcement's legal protection, which is otherwise known as qualified immunity. Moers said that this policy is considered too radical even for Hassan and Shaheen. Moers said, "I didn't think it was humanly possible. But Chris Pappas has managed to do it, support a policy position so extreme that even Maggie Hassan and Jean Shaheen are forced to rebuke it. No one in their right mind would ever confuse either Shaheen or Hassan for middle-of-the-road moderates. But that's how far out of the mainstream Pappas has become by voting to take away qualified immunity from our law enforcement officers. In November, I will replace Pappas in Congress as a pro-police representative who will stand with Granite State cops against criminals in the radical left." Hassan said that scrapping law enforcement's qualified immunity might result in some unintended consequences. Shaheen said, "I think it's important to hold police officers accountable for actions that violate citizens' constitutional rights. But I would hope that in addressing that issue, we would do it in a way that reaches a compromise between people who want to totally redefine it, and those who don't want to change it at all. It seems to me that there's a place to discuss that issue, and so far we haven't seen an effort to do that." Pappas recently called to eliminate qualified immunity in July. "I think that we do need to see increased accountability, and the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act would get rid of qualified immunity, which is a concept that was created by the courts a couple of decades ago," Pappas said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.